Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When utility companies like PG&E face lawsuits over the devastating North Bay wildfires, they will be able to pass on some of those costs to customers. That is according to a new bill signed by Governor Jerry Brown. Phil, a lot of folks are calling this a bailout.
Well, it's interesting because a bailout usually happens when something's underwater, you know, after the disaster is struck. And while PG&E faces liabilities up to $15 billion as a result of wildfires, some of them caused by PG&E lines, they're yet to actually face the consequences. So this is a pre-bailout bailout, and it was worked together by a lot of powerful forces in the state as a way to try to keep the utility solvent as we continue to build and grow in places where well, maybe we shouldn't be building and growing, but we are. And the result is that you, me, Doug, and everybody listening in Northern California who's a PG&E customer is likely going to be paying more.
Yeah, there was a lot of controversy over this. I covered a number of news conferences, as you did too, of people outraged and trying to stop it. But in the end, the governor signed it. Are we at all surprised that he did?
Well, you know, to the casual observer, you might say, why? Why are you doing this? But let's take a look at some of those forces that were at play in holding those various press conferences. You had the utilities, who said that if they didn't get some kind of help with this, they couldn't continue to supply the power to these areas or to anybody because they'd be going bankrupt. That set off alarms, not least of which were wind and solar people who are banking on PG&E buying their products as we go continually more green. So that upset the governor because one of his big things is climate change. And then you had the unions, the electrical unions brotherhood saying, look, we work for PG&E, we could lose our jobs. So there's another voice. And then you had lawyers and people who are insurance companies who are, you know, trying to sue PG&E or will be suing PG&E to recover losses and damages to people's homes and property. And if PG&E doesn't have the money, they don't get money. They would have to settle for a lot less. All those people came together and came up with a great compromise, and the great compromise was you and me picking up a portion of the tab in order to keep things going. In addition, we're going to be doing more clearing out of forests to try to prevent these forest fires, and that likely wouldn't have happened without them a big crisis either because the environmentalists wouldn't. So we had a compromise, and as they say, going forward. And just like San Bruno and the natural gas pipelines that we're now spending lots of money to fix up, we're going to be spending lots of money not only to prevent the liabilities, but also to fix up the lines to try to make sure this doesn't happen again, which in all likelihood, it will.
Phil, let's talk money. All the PG&E customers out there, how much money are we all going to have to pay per year because of this? Has anybody costed it out?
No, because like I said, this is a pre-bailout. I mean, we could do estimates on the $15 billion, but that number could grow. It could shrink as well. We haven't been hit with a bill yet. That is the point, is the bailout is a precursor to that. So we don't know the money right now. We don't have it penciled out, and it's going to be up to the Public Utilities Commission, which sets rates, to decide that. So there will be more hearings, which likely you, me, Doug, or Doug and I will probably attend them as part of our jobs, but a lot of other people won't. We'll have consumer groups saying one thing, we'll have industry groups saying another, and then we'll have somebody setting the fees, probably on an annual basis. But I can guarantee you this, it's going to be more.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.